USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're having a heat wave in the lower 48, as at least two-thirds of the country will be feeling it right through the weekend. The lead forecaster with the National Weather Service, Bob Orovic, says,
I'd say the worst day is probably going to be Saturday. Along with the high temperatures, there's going to be pretty high levels of humidity, and the combination is going to be producing some very high heat indices. And we do anticipate the heat indices to be anywhere from 105 to 110 degrees across those areas.
The war of words not stopping between President Trump and Minnesota Congresswoman Democrat Ilhan Omar. Trump blasting the media today for covering what he called a tiny staged crowd as they greeted foul-mouthed Omar. Omar arrived at an airport in Minneapolis last night, greeted by supporters after at a rally on Wednesday for Trump. They were chanting, "Send her back," when he mentioned her. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In Chicago, an active shooter drill goes wrong, and it sparks panic and a massive police and fire response. They all responded yesterday after getting calls about an active shooter in a building in the city's Loop. It was evacuated. Several streets were shut down. Police say a text message was sent to workers in the building indicating an active shooter situation was going on, but in the end, it was all part of a drill that the workers hadn't been told about. Iran's disputing his claim, but President Trump says a U.S. Navy warship shot down an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz yesterday.
Ignoring multiple calls to stand down and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew, the drone was immediately destroyed.
Since the president spoke there late yesterday, Iran has said all of its drones are accounted for, suggesting that the U.S. Navy may have accidentally downed an American drone over the strait. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The man known as Pharma Bro will be staying in prison after his appeal was denied in New York. New York City-born Martin Shkreli is serving a 7-year sentence for securities fraud at Fort Dix Prison in New Jersey. Shkreli was previously accused of jacking up the prices for a pill for patients with HIV and racking up huge profits in the process. He's expected to be released now in 2023. A motive for the arson fire at a Japanese animation studio that killed over 30 people emerging as local news reports the suspected arsonist told police the studio had copied many of his ideas. America's top diplomat has a message regarding religious liberty. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking at a summit on protecting religious freedom at the State Department on Thursday.
You can be sure that the United States will be out in front defending the God-given, unalienable right of all human beings to worship as they choose.
Pompeo has a message for everyone who chose not to attend this year's summit.
We hope too that those of you who chose not to be here will reconsider your decision next time and find the courage to stand up for freedom every day.
Pompeo also spent some time touting the administration's recent success in getting Turkey to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who was caught up in mass arrest following a failed coup attempt against the Turkey government back in 2016.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.